is the future of coding about to get a massive upgrade with the release of GPT-4.1? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest updates in artificial intelligence. Today is Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. We're diving into OpenAI's latest release and its potential to revolutionize coding as we know it. Let's jump right in. OpenAI has just unveiled GPT-4.1, the successor to its flagship GPT-4.0, and it's making waves in the AI community. This new model isn't just an incremental update, it's a significant leap forward in almost every way. From improved coding capabilities to enhanced instruction following, GPT-4.1 is set to redefine the boundaries of what AI can achieve in the world of software development. Imagine being able to process up to 1 million tokens of context, whether it's text, images, or videos, in a single prompt. That's what GPT-4.1 brings to the table, compared to the previous 128,000 token limit of GPT-4.0. It's like going from reading a single book to having an entire library at your fingertips, allowing for deeper and more nuanced understanding and generation. But it's not just about handling more data. GPT-4.1 is also more efficient, operating with 26% less computing power than its predecessor. This efficiency is crucial, especially in the wake of models like DeepSeek's that have set new standards for performance and energy use. The model shows a 21% improvement in coding abilities over GPT-4.0 and a whopping 27% over GPT-4.5. This leap in performance is already receiving positive feedback from developers who are thrilled with its capability to handle complex coding tasks more effectively and with greater precision. OpenAI's chief executive, Sam Altman, highlights that developers are very happy with the model's enhanced abilities. And with the new model available to developers via OpenAI's application programming interface, it's set to become an essential tool in the developer's toolkit. The introduction of GPT-4.1 also marks the end of the GPT-4.5 preview, as the new model offers comparable or superior performance at a lower cost and latency. This shift is part of OpenAI's broader strategy to streamline its offerings and push the boundaries of AI capabilities. Looking ahead, OpenAI is planning to release GPT-5 later this year. This upcoming model will combine the strengths of the GPT series with its O series reasoning models, aiming to create a more intuitive and seamless user experience. It's an exciting time for AI, and we're just at the beginning of what these advancements might mean for the tech landscape. OpenAI is no longer compute constrained. That's a bold statement from Sam Altman, and it marks a significant turning point for the company. In the past, limited computing power was a bottleneck, slowing down the development of sophisticated AI models. But now, thanks to OpenAI's strategic moves, those constraints are a thing of the past. So, what changed? Well, it all started with OpenAI's partnership with Microsoft, which gave them access to vast computing resources. But even with that, there were whispers that Microsoft's support wasn't quite enough to meet OpenAI's ambitious goals. There was a real fear that competitors might reach artificial general intelligence first. Imagine the pressure! But OpenAI didn't just sit back and hope for the best. They found some wiggle room in their agreement with Microsoft and announced the $500 billion Stargate project. This massive initiative will see data centers popping up across the United States, giving OpenAI the infrastructure it desperately needs to push its AI boundaries further. Interestingly, this shift has led to a change in OpenAI's partnerships too. Microsoft is no longer the exclusive cloud provider, and SoftBank has stepped up, leading a new round of funding that raised $40 billion. With this backing, OpenAI's market cap has soared to $300 billion, showcasing the immense confidence investors have in their vision. And here's a fascinating tidbit. Sam Altman, in a candid moment, expressed disappointment with GPT-4, calling it kind of sucks and mildly embarrassing. Yet he also highlighted how much easier it is now to build models like GPT-4. In fact, the team believes that recreating GPT-4 would only require 5 to 10 people, a stark contrast to the hundreds involved initially. This evolution in development efficiency is partly due to the advancements in generative AI. As OpenAI's Alex Pano pointed out, they were able to retrain a GPT-4 caliber model using insights from the GPT-4.5 research, needing far fewer resources. It's like having a cheat code once you know something is possible, making the process more streamlined and efficient. OpenAI is reportedly venturing into the social media space, according to a fresh report. The company known for ChatGPT might soon be more than just the artificial intelligence powerhouse we know today. Sources indicate that OpenAI is in the early stages of developing its own social network, described as an X-like platform. Imagine a social network where AI is at the heart of everything. OpenAI's prototype is said to integrate ChatGPT's image generation capabilities into a social feed. This is still in the internal testing phase, but the idea is to leverage AI to help users share better content, much like a digital assistant guiding you to create and share more engaging posts. OpenAI's chief executive officer, Sam Altman, has been reaching out to outsiders for their take on this budding project. It remains unclear whether the social network will be a standalone application or an extension of ChatGPT. Given that ChatGPT recently became the most downloaded application globally, integrating it could capitalize on its existing popularity. The tech world is buzzing with curiosity. An AI-centered social network is uncharted territory, and its potential to disrupt the current landscape is significant. In a market where no major new player has emerged lately, OpenAI's move could be a game-changer. While details are sparse, the mere possibility of such a platform is intriguing. The Verge notes that OpenAI is juggling multiple projects, so it is possible that this social media endeavor may not come to fruition. However, with OpenAI's track record of innovation, the idea certainly captures the imagination. OpenAI's latest AI models, O3 and O4 Mini, are not just about solving existing problems. They're set to invent new ones entirely. These models are poised to revolutionize how researchers and businesses approach innovation. Imagine a world where AI can generate original research ideas in fields like nuclear fusion, drug discovery, and materials science. Tasks traditionally reserved for PhD-level experts. That's what early testers are already experiencing with these groundbreaking models. So, what makes these models so special? OpenAI's shift towards reasoning-based AI means these systems do more than just rely on existing data. They take the time to analyze complex questions and return testable, well-structured answers. Essentially, they go beyond summarizing information or writing code. They can propose scientific hypotheses, identify gaps in research literature, and even design experiments to validate ideas. This isn't just another version of ChatGPT. The leap from drafting emails to brainstorming scientific concepts is massive. What sets O3 and O4 Mini apart is their ability to cross-pollinate ideas from various disciplines like physics, biology, chemistry, and engineering, a feat that even human teams struggle with. Early adopters are already finding unconventional uses, from developing new pathogen detection methods in wastewater to creating precision-controlled plastic recycling experiments. While OpenAI hasn't announced an official release date, the pricing is rumored to reach $20,000 per month for enterprise use. This makes it clear that these models are not just an upgrade. They are poised to become robust tools for Fortune 500 labs, research institutions, and innovators. AI is not going to replace scientists overnight, but it's inching closer to thinking like one. And with potential future integration into autonomous agents and robotics, the leap from idea to experiment could soon shrink even further, reshaping the future of discovery as we know it. These models represent a significant step towards AI playing a more active role in scientific innovation, and it's an exciting time to watch these developments unfold. That's it for today's OpenAI Weekly Brief. with OpenAI's O3 and O4 mini models poised to transform scientific research and innovation, we're on the brink of a new era in AI-assisted discovery. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.